Can you talk a little bit about the chemistry of these agents and presumed or thought mechanism of action?
There's two groups. One are the antibodies. The other are the small molecular structures called tyrosine kinase inhibitors. The antibodies most oncologists know about, they deal with Rituxan, rituximab, so they're pretty familiar with the specificity of antibodies. And one of the antibodies that has been used in renal cancer is bevacizumab or Avastin. And it was developed to bind vascular endothelial growth factor, one of the targets that's overproduced by virtue of the VHL gene abnormality in the disease. It seemed on the face of it that some of the early trials should have been done in renal cancer because of those findings. I mean, the paradigm was there, we understood it, but it was a disease which was still thought to be an unresponsive one, and people didn't want to get stuck in the setting of renal cancer, even with a novel drug like Avastin. But it was ultimately applied, and it sort of set the stage, if you will, for the rest of the things that have come. So after the antibodies, the whole tendency for pharma has been to look for drugs that inhibit specific receptors called kinases that may have some influence on cell growth, proliferation, both cancer cells and normal vascular cells. And that's really what these molecules are. The two that were talked about the most at this meeting and last year were sunitinib and sorafenib. They're both small molecular compounds. They're synthesized to inhibit specific structures. For example, the receptors for vascular endothelial growth factor. So Avastin blocks the ligand, VEGF. Sunitinib and sorafenib block the receptor that is complex to VEGF. In one way, you're blocking the actual molecule or the actual growth factor by complexing it. The other way, you're blocking the activity of that growth factor by virtue of preventing the signaling pathway from being operative with these kinase inhibitors.